Anybody knows the difference between a namaz that is sahih, correct, and a namaz that is maqbool and accepted? What is the difference? If I say that this person's namaz is sahih, you may think that if it is sahih and it is valid and correct, it may be accepted as well. But there is a difference between a namaz that is sahih and a namaz that is maqbool. Sahih again means valid, correct, and maqbool means a namaz that is accepted. That means that don't think that necessarily because my namaz is valid, it will be also accepted. A namaz could be considered and taken as sahih, but not as accepted. Do you know why? The reason for that is that when we say a namaz is sahih, valid, or correct, it means it meets the jurisprudential requirements. The person had made his wudu or her wudu, Allahu Akbar, all the jurisprudence that is mentioned in the Risala Amaliyah, this person has met them. So therefore, jurisprudentially, the namaz gets the tick of valid, correct. But if we praise without the wudu, the namaz is invalid. But acceptance of namaz is a different issue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ يَتَقَبَّلُ is from the qabool. The qabool, acceptance of the namaz or any ibadah, is only accepted from the wise people. So piety contributes to the acceptance of our namaz. It's not just the wudu and doing the arkan and everything else. Yeah, in the one who prays also other time of the days and the nights needs to maintain the piety. Make sure he controls his eyes, his ears, his tongue, to as much as possible, not to sin, to inshallah be a pious person, and then hope that the namaz is accepted. Another condition for the acceptability of the namaz that I started yesterday and I want to inshallah from today elaborate more on it is huzur al-qalb, presence of the heart. Remember the hadith that I mentioned yesterday, that the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in a very authentic hadith, Ibn Muslim, Muhammad ibn Muslim is the narrator. Imam al-Baqir or Imam al-Sadr, now it doesn't make a difference, many of them. The Imam says that of your namaz, the part that your heart is with you will be accepted. It's about acceptance of the namaz. Imam doesn't say that if you are absent-minded and you pray, your namaz is invalid. The only part of the namaz that is obligatory to have your heart with you is when you say Allahu Akbar, because of the intention. So when I'm making the intention that I'm praying for rakat namaz, I need to have my full conscience, otherwise I cannot make intention. That's why for Allahu Akbar, for Takbiratul Ihram, yes, it is obligatory to have your heart presence, otherwise the namaz is invalid. But after that, if my mind is everywhere else, unfortunately, sometimes happen in Jama'ah prayer when you are praying behind someone because the steering is in the hand of somebody else. The person is in his own world. Whenever they go to the ruku, he goes to the ruku, goes to the sujood, and his mind is somewhere else because he knows he doesn't need to worry about any doubt. The Imam will take care of everything. So, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam or Imam Bawar alayhi salam, they say that just the part of the namaz that you are conscious of what you are saying will be accepted. The question is that how can I optimize the part of the namaz to be conscious and my mind is present? There are numbers of techniques. One of them is to remember the meaning of what you say. Another one, Ayatollah Bahjan Rahmatullah Alayhi was saying that make sure every time you want to pray, make the namaz with riya and show off. Do a namaz that is very riya'i and showing off. But what he meant, he said that show off to God, not to other than God. Before you stand to pray, say, Ya Allah, I'm here, I want to pray in such a way to impress you. I want to make such a beautiful namaz in terms of my bara'ah, in terms of presence of the heart, in terms of my heart, like me with you. I want to pray in a way that you'll be very pleased with me. This is show off to God. Show off to God is very sincere. It's actually sincerity, what we call it a show-off, by the way. But there is a practical, all of these techniques are there and useful, you should all work on it. During your namaz, any time you became 1 microsecond absent-minded, as soon as you notice, come back to the namaz again, that's fine. But Imam Sadiq alayhi salam gives a practical solution. That's what I want to share with you today and from today. A practical solution that even children can do it. to have the namaz will be written for them is a namaz that is valid, jurisprudentially, and also qabul. Yani the heart is assumed as if the heart of this person was with them throughout the namaz. And how is that? Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says that innama ju'ila al-nafila or innama umra bil-nafila. One of the reasons that we are strongly recommended to do the nafila of the namaz liyatimma biha, so that it completes, rectifies the shortcomings of the namaz. The parts of the namaz that naturally, unwillingly, I was absent-minded, I couldn't concentrate and I lost my heart. When I do the nafila rectifies that. Therefore, nafila, when it's associated with the wajib, the package that is sent up to the heaven, they write, okay, this namaz is accepted. Even though certain parts of it, this person was absent-minded, but because he did the supplement, that's why I call it a supplement, like a supplement vitamins. The food that we have, remember I mentioned this before, the namaz that we have, how much quality is in it? I'm talking about myself. Very poor in quality. Send supplement vitamins to it. And the nafila does the job of the supplement and fixes the shortcomings of the namaz. There is a famous hadith from Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam in Arba'in. I'm sure you've heard of this hadith, that the signs of a mu'min are five. One of them, Ziyarat al-Arba'in. One of them is prostration on the turba. One of them is saying the Bismillah loudly. One of them is the ring, when you know the Arabic ring. And the fifth one is namaz. Arba'in I mentioned. The fifth one is 51 rak'at namaz every day. Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam. We remember the aqeem, easy to practice. We remember going for the work on Arba'in, but we often forget also Imam Hassan Askari. This is one of the signs of the mu'min, is also 51 rak'at namaz every day. Well, how is it 51? We know that it's 17 rak'at. Yes, 17 is wajib, but double of the wajib is the nafila. What's the double of 17? 34. So 34 plus 17, 51. So Imam al-Askari al-Salam says that a mu'min, of course, don't get me wrong. First of all, mu'min in this hadith means Shia, because Sunni, they have different sets of nawafil. When it comes to wajib, you're all the same. But for the number of the units of nafila, different schools, they have different rulings. For the Shia, Ashari is the 34 rakat, the number of the nafila. So this is one meaning of mu'min. Another meaning of the mu'min is the higher level of mu'min. And inshallah, we remember that we are here to every year elevate our status, elevate inshallah our position in paradise. So for those who are interested, number one, to rectify the shortcomings of absent-mindedness in the namaz. Number two, to be on a higher level of paradise, to be considered higher level mu'min, please add nafila to your wajib namaz. Quickly, I'll go through it, and inshallah, in the coming days, I will explain it. The number of nafila, I said, of 34. It's like this, we start from the morning. The nafila of the morning prayer, fajr prayer, is 2 rak'at, similar to the fajr prayer. Before, the best time of it is that from the time of the azan. And morning prayer is better than wait for the azan to finish, or say the azan if you're praying at home, then stand on your prayer mat, do the 2 rak'at nafila, and then namaz wajib. So this is 2 rak'at. Nafila zuhr is 8 rak'at. And remember that nawafil, mustahab prayer, is always on the unit of 2, or 1 or 2. So the nafila of the zuhr prayer is 8 rak'at. That means 4 times 2. 2 rak'at. The thing about the nafila is that if you don't have time, usually for the zuhr and asr especially, we don't have enough time, you can just read hamd. You don't need to read the second surah. And I have experienced that you see that nafila takes literally 1 minute. 2 rak'at nafila takes 1 minute. So when shaitan is telling that you are in a rush, what do you mean in a rush? It takes only 2-3 minutes. What is 2-3 minutes will do to me? If I may request, you may say, and Vito and say that, no, Sheikh, we are okay, we don't want to do this. But if I may request, let us, for the I'm only with you for a few more days. The remaining days for the Asr prayer, because usually we have this challenge with the Asr prayer. Mu'mineen who come for the Jama'at, they are in a rush, they want to go. So we have to quickly do the Asr as well. If I may request from tomorrow, if you consent, Because we don't have a big gathering, it's small. Let's see that we, inshallah, do the elite of the community. If you are not in the Raj from tomorrow, after the Zuhr prayer, let us experience only the nafila of the Asr. Four times, yani two rak'at, four times. And without the second surah, without qunut. Even the last salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I promise you that the eighth rak'at nafila Asr, it takes only 4 minutes. Is 4 minutes too much? 4 minutes only. But think about the reward of it, that once you do the nafilah as, eighth rak'at of nafilah as, it rectifies the shortcoming of namaz as. Your namaz as will be accepted. And namaz as is the namaz that Quran has taken an oath by. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. So it's a very significant namaz. I think let's keep this for our assignment, inshallah, for the rest of the time that I'm with you. If you wish to continue after that, by all means, but if you agree, and still, as I said, it's a democratic world. If you think that I'm asking for too much, you may say that, no, Sheikh Labai, please let us continue as we're doing it. Think about it, and with salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Zuhr in Nafla is after Adhan.
I would want to say that tomorrow, but since you ask, I will mention it. Yeah, Nafla, all the Nawafil are after the Namaz, except, you know which one? After the Adhan. All the Nawafil are after the Adhan. Some of them after the Namaz, some of them before the Namaz. Nafla, Zuhr and Asr is before the Namaz, but after the Adhan. However, if you start even a bit earlier before the Adhan, it still is fine. Like, let's say that Adhan Zuhr is now almost 12:40. If you start even half an hour before that, or for all they say, it's okay. If you think that you wouldn't have enough time after the Zuhr. And to be honest, because of the Jama'ah prayer, that's what I usually do. Either on the way going to the masjid, on the way I do my nafila, or a bit earlier, because I know by the time I get to the masjid, Adhan is finished. People say, Sheikh, why don't you start? Yeah. Otherwise, the best time for it is right from the Allahu Akbar of the Azhar. Yes, because morning prayer is better to delay the namaz a little bit to make sure of the time. So say the Azhar or hear the Azhar. When the Azhar is finished, then do the nafila. This way you buy some time before you do the Fajr. Alhamdulillah.